prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 24 May 2021, and we're glad you're out there tonight, and I sincerely mean that. I'm loving the emails y'all sending and the letters you're writing. Had a real sweet lady from Pennsylvania named Jane, who sent Marsha down a recipe for a special kind of cake, and I tell you, you all are just your family. I don't care if you're listening in France, Australia, New Zealand, wherever you are. The emails from all over the place. Russia, Greece. Your family. And thank you for being there. I really do mean that. We were going to have a guest tonight. Had to change to Wednesday night because he's out of Canada. Tonight's a Canadian holiday. They're going to have a cookout and different things like we do the 4th of July type thing. So Wayne Elliott will be with us Wednesday night. Tomorrow night will be Pastor Arthur Pulaski. The gentleman, the preacher, was arrested in Canada a few weeks ago. Well, since this happened, they tried to burn his house down. This is true. Tomorrow night, he'll tell the whole story again. Tonight's going to be you and I, and I want to share some things with you, folks. I want to just talk to you like we're sitting together and right here in the office or out in the front porch right now with a glass of tea in our hand. It's a beautiful evening. It's warm. Nice day. I'd like to share some. Just want to share with you like we're just sitting together. I really mean that. Before I do that, though, we're going to have Bible study this weekend, which you normally don't do, because it's the fifth Saturday. We're going to have Bible study this weekend, and then the first weekend also. Phil and his family are going on vacation next month, a couple weeks, so this will be this coming Saturday, and the following Saturday will be the last time we're together up through July, okay? Just keep that in mind, please. And I may take a couple days, go somewhere during June myself while I get a chance. But you can watch us live on PastorButch.com. If you go to PastorBush.com and click on live stream, you can watch us live as we go through current events, Bible studies. We start at 10:30 with prayer requests and maybe a song or two. Then I do current events, and then we do Bible studies. Now I've already got a lesson prepared for this weekend. I hope you'll join us. You also listen on the phone. The phone line I gave out last week that I thought was no good, the week before last, actually is good. There's nothing complicated about it. You just got to dial this number, and we should be there. 339-209-5013. We'll get you right in to listen to the Bible study starting at 10:30 a.m. Eastern this coming Saturday and then the following Saturday also. Now, as you know, we had a special on this month on Vitamir toothpaste. I cannot believe we only got 1 week left. The special on toothpaste goes off on the 31st, which is, of course, Memorial Day. If you want to order toothpaste or mouthwash, now's a good time to get it. 10% off the price, whether you get 1, 2, or 10. Get 10% off, folks. Not going to add up to quite a savings if you use toothpaste on a regular basis and mouthwash. Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is the best on the market. I use it all the time. You can order that, and also the last week for the special, 2-for-1. You can get 2 REM Sleep, or 2 Tranquil, or 1 of each, 2-for-1 for $38.95. This will be the last week we have that on special. So get it now, folks, while you can. If you use it, I'm going to tell you right now, I take a REM Sleep every night. Not only does it help me rest, it's full of different supplements that my body needs anyway. So it's a win-win situation. 2-for-1 through the end of this month, through the 31st. And if you get in the mail before then, it's postmarked before the 31st, your order will be honored, okay, if you don't want to do it by phone. But you can call us on the phone at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. Well, if you can call long distance, it'll help us a lot. If you call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Order whatever you like. And we're still offering, of course, for the rest of this month, the King James Packet, why we use the King James Bible, and proof, quoting other Bibles, so-called Bibles, and why they're inaccurate. And I think you'll need that. That's on, they still got that 62-page report. This will be the last week. This is going to be on there also. And I hope you take advantage of that. I really do. We're doing our best, folks, to get this out to you as much as possible. Still offering the COVID packet for free. If you got $5 or $10 to help pay for postage, that's great. But if you don't have the money for it, we'll send you about a 30-page report on the COVID hoax. The COVID hoax. Again, 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. Folks, we're doing our best to help you understand these things, get truth out to you, and share it to friends and family. I hope you take advantage of that. I really do, because we don't have a lot of time, I don't think, to get a lot of word out. So please, get out to everybody you can, make copies of it, share with anybody you want to. And still, one more this week, well, this week, the 20-plus doctors from the U.S. and other countries who warned against the COVID vaccine. 1050 DVD. It's about 2 hours, 2.5 hours long. Yeah, folks, this is important. Copy all you want of them. They're not copyrighted. Same thing. Just tell Lisa you want the DVD of 20-plus doctors, 1050. You want the packet, whatever you want to do. You give us a call, we'll get to you ASAP. And I sincerely mean that. But again, don't get to write down the phone number for this week's Bible study. 339-209-5013. Now, I want to just, if I could, share a couple of things with you. Now, I guess sometimes I'm maybe misunderstood by people who think that, well, I preach too hard and I preach about things that aren't positive, and whatever the reasons may be, what you're thinking. But folks, I preach what I'm given. I don't get to select the messages. I'm not in charge of that. I'm not. But most of the people who don't like what's being preached are immature Christians who think that being a Christian is just going to be a Pollyanna walk in life and nothing's going to really go bad and we're going to be like we were, you know, all of our life. We're going to be able to do what we want to, go to church and just, no. I mean, that's what they think. They don't want anything other than that. I'm not a worship leader. I'm not called to be a worship leader. I'm certainly not a singer. That is what I'm supposed to do, folks. I'm a messenger boy. And I'm an end times preacher, if you will. I won't say prophet at all, end times preacher. Sometimes I can prophesy. If it aligns with scripture, current events in history, I can do that. And I do that. But I'm not an evangelist. I am an end time event teacher. That's what I do. I do not bring your hard messages to discourage people. That's not what I want to do, folks. Quite the contrary. I want to exhort you. I want to fire you up into a righteous zeal. You know, along with the duty to preach the gospel is given to me in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and 2 and Titus 2:14. I have got to help build a zeal if I can, and also I'm to teach and exhort and everything possible to get people moving for the glory of God and for their own sakes, their own soul's sake. My job, and no pastor's job, should be to tickle people's ears all the time. We serve an almighty, precious, glorious, powerful, all-powerful God His name is Jehovah God. He is who He says He is. He is who He says He is, and His Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior of our souls, the Redeemer of mankind who trust in Him, the ones who cleanses our sins. Oh, this is the God we serve. But before I forget, I mentioned before on the radio, Joe and Kelly. They're having a hard time, folks. Kelly's back in the hospital again. She collapsed. No physical strength in a lot of situations also. Please, you prayer warriors, get on your knees, please, and pray for Kelly. And Joe for strength, but Kelly for healing, please. And also for Amy. Remember I had prayer request for a couple weeks ago? She had pneumonia. She has also a bad asthmatic. She's still in Morgantown Hospital. They have her unconscious on purpose to try to help her get her breathing back in order and cure of the pneumonia. So keep aiming your prayers to her husband, Dave, for comfort and strength. But back to what I was talking about. My job as a pastor, my job as an exhorter, my job as a rebuker, my job as a watchman is not to tickle ears. It's not to make you feel good, although I hope it does. Truth always makes people who love the truth feel good. They may not like what they're hearing as far as the truth of the matter, but if they hear the truth, they rejoice in hearing the truth. Because only truth can make you free. And Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So my job is to teach you what scriptures say, what's happening in the world, and why it's happening. That's my job. My job is not to make anybody overzealous and actually feel like they want to jump over the moon and shout down the holler and just talk. No, that's not my job. If it works out that way, if I'm allowed to preach a message like that, which I very seldom am, great. But my main job is to warn the people. You know, in Revelation, different places, you'll find where the word sorcery is used. S-O-C-E-R-Y, sorcery. Look up in the Strong's Concordance, it means drugs. That's what it means. Drugs. Pharmakia. The word for sorcery is pharmakia. Pharmakia. And these drugs will be used to do witchcraft on people, if you will. And they have done it for years with Ritalin and Prozac and other mind-altering drugs that cause people to actually go off and shoot people, kill people, do all kinds of wicked, vile things when the drugs are administered or when the drugs are stopped. Understand that mind-altering drugs are pharmakia. Understand that, please. And Rudolf Steiner lived back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. A philosopher from Australia made a few comments that we ought to pay attention to. He made these comments over 100 years ago. I want you to listen to what he said, folks. Rudolf Steiner lived long before anybody ever heard of COVID. He was around, I think, not too long after penicillin was developed. I want you to listen to what he warned about the future of pharmakia, medicine, if you will. In the future, the soul will be eliminated by medicine. On the pretense of health, there will be a vaccine whereby the human organism will be treated as soon as possible, possibly directly at birth, so that the human being cannot develop the awareness of the soul and the spirit. Let me just make a comment here. They're wanting to give newborns the so-called vaccine from COVID, which will change DNA and put in nanobots into the system, and God only knows what's going to lead from there. Dr. Kerry Madej last week said at our week before last, our Bible study, that this is to link up people as a one-mind computer, and they're doing it, folks. Last week's teaching I did on the Great Reset, and Dr. Kerry Madej, 2 hours of teaching. Everyone should see it. You can see it probably if you go to PastorBush.com or go to Brighteon.com and type in my name. It's probably on there. But if you don't have a computer, order a DVD or CD, but I prefer DVD because we do talk about things, show things. You might want to see. For $10.50. And folks, that's $2 off the regular DVD price. I've lowered my prices. I ain't raising them. I lowered them. Even though postage went up, I've lowered them. I want you to get them. $10.50, 2-hour DVD. me teaching on the Great Reset, which is the Great Mind Reset, Dr. Kerry Madej exposing what Pfizer and what the other vaccines will do to you in the body. Now back to the article. This is what Rudolf Steiner said. Materialistic doctors will be entrusted with the task of removing the soul from humanity. Like today, people are vaccinated against specific diseases, so in the future, children will be vaccinated with a substance that will immunize against the madness, folks, of spiritual life. The vaccinated person could be very clever, but would not develop a conscience, and that is a real goal of some materialistic circles. Folks, this has been over 100 years ago. Let this sink in. How did he know this? With such a vaccine, you could get the etheric body to detach from the physical body. When the etheric body is detached, the relationship between the soul and the universe becomes extremely unstable, and man is an automaton. Because the physical body, a man, must be polished on this earth by will and by spiritual effort. So the vaccine becomes a kind of force that rivets consciousness to matter. Man can no longer rid of materialistic feelings. It remains animal by constitution and no longer rise to spiritual conscience. Man will remain animal by constitution and can no longer rise to spiritual conscience. Oh, this man, this great philosopher, warned us over 100 years ago. I don't know what to say, folks. I don't. I really don't. A gentleman once said this, "Liberty is not for these slaves. I do not advocate inflicting it against their conscience. On the contrary, I am strongly in favor of letting them crawl and grovel all they please before whatever fraud or combination of frauds they choose to venerate. Our whole practical government is grounded in mob psychology, and the boobus Americanus will follow any command that promises to make him safer." Jeremiah 17:5, "Cursed be the man who puts his trust in man, makes flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord." Albert Camus said this, "Those who lack the courage will always find a philosophy to justify it." Oh, I don't want to make somebody else sick. Don't want to offend somebody. Don't want to get my family mad at me. Yeah, those who lack the courage will always find a philosophy to justify why they have no courage. May I remind you that in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, that we're warned that the effeminate men, womanish men, soft men, are not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. I remind you of that? It's what it says. It is what it is. Thomas Jefferson said this, "If people let government decide which foods they eat and medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as are the souls of those who live under tyranny." Read that again because it's so good. "If people let government decide which foods they eat and medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in a sorry estate as the souls of those who live under tyranny." Folks, today they're going to do away with meat. They're trying to do away with meat. In Oregon, as I mentioned the other day, that unless something dies of old age, you're not supposed to eat it. It dies of natural cause, you're not supposed to eat it. I don't care what it is. They're trying to do away with slaughtering of animals for you to eat. There's restaurants coming out with fake meat, bragging about how good it is. Oh my, it is so sad, folks. It's so sad. The only reason it's happening is Hosea 4:6-7. "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and the more they prospered, the more they forgot me." Thomas Jefferson spoke a great deal about tyranny and rebellion, which he knew only too well. He also said, "The care of human life and happiness, and not the destruction, is the first and only object of good government." Good government has long been going. This is a different gentleman saying this. Good government has long been going, and the care of human life and happiness was thrown out the window over 160 years ago, again in 1973 with the murder of our unborn, and 2020 with a worldwide Chinese virus which did decimate America's small businesses. And Franklin Roosevelt, one of the worst presidents the nation ever had, there's been a few of them. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Abraham Lincoln started as one of them. And Roosevelt And we got going from there, believe me, there's many of them. Obama, and been a lot more in between there, both Republicans and Democrats. But anyway, Roosevelt said this, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. Folks, shouldn't we, as believers in Christ, shouldn't we have a zeal for His Word and to follow His Word? How did we get to the point that we become so ignorant of the truth in His Word that we follow whatever man tells us to do out of fear or some kind of fake patriotism? How did we get there? Because the damnable churches have not taught the Word of God in this nation for at least 100 years to mount anything. At least 100 years. The pulpits in America are worthless. They're worse than dead. Dead people can't hurt you. False prophets and liars can tear a nation apart. But as the church goes, so goes the nation. And most of the so-called churches in America today don't even grunt. They don't care. As long as the TV's on, they don't give a hoot in hell what happens to everybody else or the whole world. This email comes to me from a gentleman up in Minnesota. His name is Sean Cray. He told me I could share this. I did one before. I'm going to share this one. He emailed some time back and said that they were going to be forced to the mine he worked in to take the vaccination. Salaried people were going to go first or lose their jobs. Well, this is what he just sent to me this today. Hey, Pastor Butch. Hope your day is good. Here's an update on the vax they want the men to take in the iron ore mines in Minnesota. At the Hibbling Taconite mine ran by Cleveland Cliffs, we started a petition a few weeks ago. The mandatory shots for the salary have been carried through by the end of the last week. They only had 22% take it out of approximately 150 people. Foremen that do not take the shot have to attend a special class on vaccine hesitancy. Now listen, who's going to teach it? Listen, who's going to teach the men? A veterinarian will be giving a talk. Maybe I should tell something. We're nothing but animals to them. Cattle. The company had a meeting last week, May 20th, and a union attorney gave them a cease and desist letter about the vax and mask. This only prolongs what is coming, but the petition started before they mandated things helped. I am rescinding the statement by the CEO as a reminder of anyway. Thanks for being there for the people, Butch. Sean Cray. Tyranny and tyrants come in many forms. They can come as a ruler, a king, or a president. They can come as a governor, as it did in most states in the country, to shut the states down. They can come as county commissioners. They can come as cops packing a pistol. Tyrants come in all shapes and sizes. Or they can come as a boss on a job in an iron ore mine in Minnesota. Yeah, you can come down to the head of the company. The men are going to have to obey or lose your jobs. And Sean, if you're listening, you might want to remind these people that you can sue them if these shots harm anyone. They're liable because these shots have not been approved by the FDA, and they're liable if they force people to take these shots, these so-called vaccines. They are liable to be sued and have to pay a terrible price for their tyranny and stupidity. You hear that, Sean? Share that with your people in charge. Now, folks, I went through all that. I hope to make some valid points. Because we're seeing the world, and here in America where I live, that people are being overcome, if you will, by fear. Fear of a virus. Fear they might be arrested. Fear they might offend somebody. Fear they might make somebody else sick. Fear the family won't like me longer. And Christ said in Matthew chapter 10, if that's the kind of fear you have, you're not worthy of me. Fear hath torment. And the fearful are the first ones cast into fire, eternal fire. Revelation 22, I believe it is. Verse 2 says, I think it is. The fearful are the first ones cast into hell. Which side are you standing on? See, tonight I'm not throwing stones. I'm not throwing stones. I'm explaining the truth, hoping somebody will listen, and exhort you to stand for the truth, get a zeal for the Word of God in truth. I have never worn a mask in any business, and I never will. There have been some businesses I just refuse to enter. Yeah, I can do that. But I've never done without anything I needed. I've never been questioned. People ask me, want a mask? I just say no and go on. Nobody's tried to push it on me. I don't know, maybe they see the pistol on my hip. I don't know, but they don't push it on me. I'm not looking for trouble, but I'm not going to compromise the principles and convictions God gave me. And apparently the vaccine is not going so well in a lot of places you think it would. When you think that the employees at the CDC and the National Institute of Health and FDA would be in line to take the vaccines, they'd be lined up because, after all, they're the health care providers. They're the ones who watch after us. They don't provide health care, wrong word, but they're the ones who watch over us and tell us how to take care of ourselves. Wouldn't you think these people would be the first ones in line to be an example to all of us out here? Half of the CDC, the NIH, and FDA employees refused the experimental COVID-19 jabs. A Senate hearing has revealed what utter lunatics these health agencies are. Senator Richard Burr, Republican, North Carolina, directed your questions to Anthony Fauci, Peter Marks, and Rochelle Walensky, and asked what percentage of their employees were vaccinated. It turns out that roughly half our medical overlords don't even want the experimental jabs themselves. Despite being some of the first groups offered the experimental jab, many in each agency are refusing it. So our medical overlords are allowed to refuse the jab, but regular Americans who don't want it get treated like second-class citizens. This also raises the question of why they're refusing the experimental jabs. What do these medical overlords know that we don't? About 40-50% of CDC, FDA employees are refusing the COVID-19 vaccine, according to Fauci and Marks. CDC, FDA employees were one of the first groups to be offered the vaccine. And, folks, I want to say, it is what it is. These people are not going to fall in line and be taken down even by their masters that are supposedly there for our good. Oh, I wonder, I'm going to ask this question. If you go to church somewhere, has your pastor took time to teach you this? Has your pastor taken time to teach you this? Now, I will suggest this very calmly and sweetly. I'm not saying this at all to make anybody feel bad. But if your pastor is not teaching you current events and what's going on in this country behind the scenes that a lot of people don't want to hear, then I will not be going to that church. I will not be going to church with the people not being warned from behind the pulpit. Back at the break with your phone calls, too, at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storbo Foods, the only Storbo food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best Storbo foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, NewManna.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back. 844-769-2944. And by the way, the articles, at least most of them I'm sharing tonight, will be in June's News Magazine. If you do not receive our online magazine, the Minuteman News, that's always 50 to 70 pages long, full of absolute, unrebukable, untarnished, truthful articles that you can print off and share with your friends. It's totally free, but folks, we don't charge for this. Online, we don't charge for it. If somebody asks for a hard copy, they cost us about, well, right, that's $6-$7 a piece getting printed out of here. But nonetheless, online, for free, these articles will be there for you to read and share with your family. If it means something to you, email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. And utilize, in my mind, one of the biggest and best organized and informative websites available, pastorbutch.com. You look under health news, church news, American Minute, you'll find headings there, folks, that you're going to want to see. COVID hoax, it's all there for you to check out and share with your family. Back to another article. The Canadian theology professor, Dr. Pierre Gilbert, during a lecture in 1995, that's been a while back, people, warned of a coming mandatory vaccine containing liquid crystals that, when exposed to magnetic frequencies, turn vaccine recipients into zombies. Now, I'm going to say this, I'm going to say it as clear as I can put it. Next 9 months to 3 years, you're going to see an outbreak of all kinds of health issues in people. And millions, I said millions, maybe even billions, but millions are going to die. They're going to blame it on another virus and force vaccines on people, probably at the point of a sword, so to speak. But people are going to start dying and got the vaccine and are getting very ill. And be blamed on another virus, and people will be scared to death. The ones that didn't get the shot will a lot of them get the shot. Most of them will anyway. This is what he said. In a 2016 experimental, synthesized proteins were inserted into a virus where they were injected into brains of mice to ultimately control the reward motivation centers of brain using magnetic fields. A theology professor in 1995 warned of mandatory vaccines containing magnetized particles that would turn recipients into zombies. Scientists developed a new method of controlling certain nerve cells of the brain to manipulate behaviors, and it's delivered via viral injection. The presentation proves without doubt that America is in for a major fight that will put you and your family in the firing line, literally, to make sure that, you know, this is where we are, folks. This, again, 1995. That has been a lot of years ago. I want you to think about this. 1995 has been 27 years ago. Let that sink in. Is that right? I think that's right. But nonetheless, whether that's right on the money or not, makes no difference. Yeah, 27 years ago, next year. What he said was going to happen is happening. Dr. Kerry Bidet, on the video I've been offering you, again, said very clearly that they want to hook us up as a one-mind operating unit, all the people that's out that are getting the shots. And this article that will be in this month's magazine goes on to say, the reason why you should pay attention now is because these techniques don't come from hook books. They're taken from actual 21st century war zones, from lawless states where social chaos is the name of the game, and where not having enough time or money to prepare doesn't stop real world preppers from anyway. Folks, he's trying to warn us that this is coming down the road, coming down fast. In 2016, researchers at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville genetically engineered a magnetized protein called magneto, which inserted into a virus that's injected into an animal's brain to manipulate neutral neural activity under the remote influence of magnetic fields. Neuroscientist Steve Ramirez of Harvard University left to use his up to genetics to manipulate memories in the brains of mice. Says the mind control study is bad, you know what. Previous statements, their attempts using magnets to control neutral activity needed multiple components for the system to work. Injecting magnetic particles, injecting a virus that expresses a heat-sensitive channel, or head-fixing the animal so that the coil could reduce change in magnetism. Folks, it has progressed beyond belief since then. This is exactly what the vaccine does from COVID, and I'm also convinced that others like Moderna are also involved in that. So understand, the vaccines will have liquid crystals that will become hosted in the brain cells, which will become micro receivers of electromagnetic fields, where waves of very low frequencies will be sent. And through these low frequency waves of people will be unable to think, you'll be turned into a zombie. Don't think of this as a hypothesis. This had been done. Think of Rwanda, he added, suggesting this technology was behind the 1994 Rwandan genocide. Should that concern us? Should it? I would think so. I would think it should. I would think this would make people stop and think about the beast system, even the mark the beast, and what it could mean. I would think it would. Will it? I don't know. Will the pastors in America take time to look at this and warn the people? No. They won't. They won't. That's all I can say is they won't do it. We got a phone call from somebody on the road. In Utah, let's talk to Candy. Candy, come on in. You're welcome to join us. Come on in.
Hello, can you hear me?
I sure can. You listen. What station you listen to, by the way?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I was just searching through the stations, and I would like you to listen to what I have to say and not hang up on me.
Okay.
Do you agree to do that?
I'll do my best. You go ahead.
Okay. I want you to know that I got the Moderna vaccine, and it was one of the most joyous days of my life because I knew that I was protected from being hospitalized and dying from COVID. I have six brothers, and five of them got vaccinated. I have one brother named Tim who believed what Fox News and people like you said, and he did not get vaccinated, didn't wear his mask. Well, he ended up getting COVID from somebody who didn't wear a mask and didn't get vaccinated. And my brother died last night from COVID.
Well, what if I told you that I know people got vaccinated? And what if I told you I know people got vaccinated? And what if I told you I know people got vaccinated and still got COVID? I know people went blind after the shot. And a whole lot more than that. But that's actually happened.
Are you telling me? I don't believe you. But I'm telling you the truth.
I'm sure you are. I know you wouldn't lie to me. But you go to our website, PastorBush.com, and look under COVID hoax at the doctors who are saying the doctors won't even let patients in their office who've got the vaccine.
Check it out. Please let me speak. I saw my brother die. I saw my brother take his last breath.
Okay. He would die. He probably would die anyway or something. So why are you upset about this? It's a common virus. The shot, I don't know if the shot was stopped or not, because people were taking the shot or getting sick and dying with it. That's a scientific fact that's all over the news even.
This man, he is crazy. Say hello.
Okay, I guess she's upset enough that she got her heart out, Todd. Bless her heart. You know, I really feel sorry for people like Candy. I know this sounds corny, but I feel sorry for them. I really do, because they really walk in that much fear. I really feel sorry for them. And all the proof I could show her will not change her mind. Hundreds of articles from doctors and from everything from MDs to virologists to dentists who warn people don't take the shot. If you do take it, don't come into her office because they know you can shed. I really hate that for Candy. I truly hate her husband, her brother died of anything. I really do hate that. But it doesn't change the fact that it still happened. And the vaccine, she will find out the next few months that her brother and herself probably will come up with some other autoimmune disease. It may take 6 months, even to 2 years, but they woke up some other autoimmune diseases. They're going to be very severe. It's already happening. As you all heard on our program here, Daniel Brinkman, who does the Power Hour, said that his two uncles took the shot and both of them went blind. And there's so much more than that I could share, but time won't allow. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And you see, and Candy, I say this because I care. Please don't take this the wrong way. You get angry because you really have no defense of what I'm saying. You won't even check the truth out. Maybe your brother did die of COVID, although I seriously doubt it. 94% of the COVID tests are inaccurate. Gunshot wounds have been said death by COVID. Heart attacks, cancer, death by COVID. They've hyped up the numbers, Candy. Check it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Please don't. Check it out for yourself. All right, let's go next to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in.
Hi, Pastor.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
You doing good?
Good. Yes.
So, I guess they're randomly taking magnets now, people are, and putting them on their arm after they get their COVID shot to see if they stick. And they are.
Oh, really?
And then,
I've seen that online. I haven't seen that in person. But you know, people have done that, and they actually said they stick.
Yeah, they stick.
Wow.
There's something in there, got metallic, because a magnet doesn't stick to your arm.
No, it doesn't.
No, it don't have that much iron in your blood that the magnets stick to you.
even if you have magnetic personality, it still doesn't work. But anyway, go ahead.
I don't think so, no. All right, poor lady, I'm sorry she lost her brother.
It wasn't
COVID. The COVID is the flu. It's nothing but the flu. That's been proven by scientists and doctors. They even have the top epidemiologist or whatever, and all these guys that are the top guys in their fields saying, don't take this.
That's true. Very true.
Don't take it.
And doctors, some doctors will not let people in their office who's taking it. So that's telling something also.
That's true, too.
I mean,
and they won't
if doctors are afraid of the vaccinated people, if doctors themselves are concerned about it, I think we need to pay attention.
Yeah, we definitely need to pay attention and not take that thing. Absolutely not. I was discussing with my sister-in-law and brother-in-law. They were all telling me all about how how Fort Madison had done so good with separating the kids and putting masks on. And I said all the masks did was make the kids worse. Like any conditions they have or with anything with the breathing gets harder. Everything gets harder with
those
masks on.
Well, we've had children
get right through.
Absolutely. And we've had
right
children
through.
Who died. Children who die with a mask on, running in races in school, and athletes who drop dead because they had mask on, lack of oxygen,
and they separated them out. And I go for the flu. I said, how many cases of the flu have you heard of this year? None.
You know that COVID cured the flu.
That's what this is.
Yeah, COVID. Well, COVID cured the flu. You not know that? I mean, nobody gets flu
anymore. It cures a lot of things. It cures a lot of things.
It does, exactly. It does. But Janet, God jumped. Got other calls coming in. Good call. Thank you for being there. Thank you, sweetheart.
You have a good evening.
Thank you so much.
God bless you.
You too. And folks, I ask you this: keep candy in your prayers, really sincerely. I mean that from my heart. Let's have them talk to her a little more, just her and I, and she could control her temper, and we sit down and just share some things, because I think we can enlighten each other in some things, perhaps. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Oh, hey. Now then, you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to rebuild the temple. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
The temple is, they're trying to redefine the human body where it cannot communicate with the Creator.
That's right. Well, when you have people like Rudolf Steiner died in 1925. I mean, come on, that's been a long time ago, Mick. And when you have people that other doctors and philosophers like Dr. Perry Gilbert out of Canada in 1925 said they're going to cause you to be a magnetic being, where they can control you with magnetics. I mean, how much clearer can it be? Why would people say this 100 years ago? And why would this gentleman Gilbert say it 27 years ago? Why would he even bother bringing it up?
Yeah, that's a good question, you know. It's like this guy who developed the PCR test. He got it from pneumonia for no reason.
Yep.
And he's one of these naysayers just watching.
The PCR test was proven not to work, 94% inaccurate, but that's how people have fallen into the snare. And bless her, Candy's one of them. And you know, she needn't be upset. She's not the only one who fell into this snare. There have been millions more, and that's why the population could be decreased by the millions.
She's part of the mind brainwashed people, and she just don't understand, okay?
No, that's true. And Mick, we didn't either. We still don't know very much, but we didn't either about a lot of this. Not for a long time. We didn't know. We just wanted to know the truth. We started standing on it.
Yeah, let me tell you, listen. This is part of the protocols of the Learning Elder Zion. Now, I'm not sure if you can get a copy of this. But one place you might be able to get Scriptures for America, maybe.
I have a copy of that.
Do you?
I do. Mick, a guy jumped, got called back in up here. Thanks, Carl. I do appreciate it. Thank you, Mick.
Sure.
Thank you. All right, let's go now to our brother down in North Carolina. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, welcome. Come on in.
Thank you, Butch.
Yes, sir.
I haven't worn a mask in almost a year and a half. I hadn't got COVID. I've been taking oregano and some vitamins. I spoke with Dave Von Kleist for a good while today, and I told him you asked about him, and Dave was telling me about a French microbiologist, one of the leading microbiologists in the world, that has come forward saying that maybe as soon as 6 months, we're going to be having to buy a lot of body bags, that we cannot undo what has been done for those who have taken the vaccine.
That's what I've been told also. Been told the same thing.
Yes, sir. Yep. All I can do is just pray for people. Thank goodness most of my family hadn't taken it. Some of them are in the Corps, as you know. And we're getting conflicting reports from the military. Some are being forced. Some are being to take it. Some are being forced out. Some are saying they haven't made them take it yet. But those who have been deployed anywhere are pretty much having to take it due to the Ferris Doctrine. But thanks for spreading the truth, Butch.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike. God bless, my friend. Thank you. It's good to know people out there really do care. And Candy, if you still listen, I hope you are. If you listen to people's voices, you know that they're not fanatics, they're not wild-eyed, whatever word you want to use, terrorists or whatever. The people that care. Let's go next to Canada and talk to Jeff. Jeff, welcome. Come on in.
Hi. Yeah. No, I think that caller was that called in. I think that her story is bogus. There's a lot of people who are mentally ill, who are really being affected by this, and I think that she's one of them. Unfortunately, it works that way because the story is completely implausible and nonsense. I see people like that around. It's scary. I saw a video of some a delivery person who had a mask on going into an elevator, and the woman in there was completely psychotic, crying at the walls. And that's not normal. That is either demon possessed or they're just crazy, and that's what it is. You know, and you can't help people who won't look at information or anything. I don't know what it is exactly. I haven't worn a mask either. I haven't even had the sniffles for I don't know how long. I haven't had anything really. A mild flu back in May of 2018. It gets crazy. There's nothing. We could take all the masks off, go totally back to your own, nothing would happen. It's a complete, you know. Another thing, too, is back in February, they had in China, I've said this before, I think your listeners should know, they were showing people being welded into their house and all the wounds.
Oh, yes, crying, yes, yes.
Fake. Did you see that? A camera on
I
a guy
that.
And he happens
I
to fall.
That.
When he fell, then you notice when he fell, he threw himself. It was cheap, garbage, Chinese chop shop movie acting. And people fell for it. And you know what? Even some people who are supposed to be men of God fell for it. I'll tell you who was one of them. And it's this guy there, this Rick Wilde. Every time something happens, he said, I had a prophecy back in 2006. He never shows it, but he says it. What a fraud. You know, I go through YouTube and all the things, and I see one after another preacher, fraud, 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 fake, fake, fake. I mean, it is really tough to find ones that are either they're Israel firsters, fanatical Israel firsters, even though it's easily taken apart, even by somebody who's not even very knowledgeable like me. It's all over the scripture or something like that. Or there's this Yeshua thing, which is total garbage. There's one name, one. And that's Jesus Christ that we must be saved by. Period. And get deeper into this. It's just terrible how much fakery there is.
Jeff,
run out of time.
Run out of time so fast.
Goes along
I mean,
with these things, and it's just. Pardon me.
I said, run out of time. I got more calls backing up here.
Oh, sorry. Anyway,
that's no problem. Go ahead.
It's really a shame. Anyway,
it is shame. And keep Candy in your prayers too. She needs some direction and praise the Lord for somebody.
She needs some help. She absolutely
does.
Needs some help. It's
so
really
pray
bad.
For her, please. Somebody get in her life that can help her.
I will.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go next to New Hampshire and talk to George. George, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch.
How you doing?
I'm glad to see you out there still fighting vermin. I appreciate being in the trench with you, at least as an ammo bearer. You know.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to say this. You're more than welcome, sir. I just wanted to say this, is that there's a doctor by the name of Dr. Vernon, like Mount Vernon, Vernon Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. And that he's a doctor over in England, and he's been taking quite a stand against this, and the man's well into his 80s. And I'm just going to say is that he explains it and breaks it down. They won't debate with him. Wikipedia, from the day he came out with anything against the COVID agenda, you know, they went after him in a big way. But I'll say this, is that, you know and I know, what did Christ say? The Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head.
Amen.
When you see the men of that time who were in palaces, you know, Pilate, where they were basically venial, corrupt, and evil men,
right.
were in places with palaces, and you look at him, he'd be walking along the roadside, maybe would find a little rest in someone who was a follower's home, but basically he had nowhere to rest his head. And unfortunately, what do they say? I'll just say this. For the hundreds that are hacking at the branches, there's only one or two hacking at the roots.
Amen.
And you're one of those men. And
well,
like
thank
I said,
you, sir.
I bless you. And remember, God uses the foolish things. And let's
That's
just
true.
Say it, between you and me, when we look in the mirror, let's just say, we ask ourselves, why would God use us?
Well, because
no offense
to you,
sir.
He has a sense of humor, that's why.
Yeah, that's true. All right, God bless,
good
friend.
Call. Thank you,
Love
George.
You.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Let's try to squeeze in one more call. Let's go to Brother Addison in Ohio. Addison, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, I know your time is real short here, but I want everybody to think about this real quick. What, since we've had this COVID-19, all this stuff coming around, what part of the body has been worshipped the most? I'm going to give you a hint. The brain.
Okay. Good point.
I've seen an article real quick here. This is out of the CDC Disease Control Centers. The CDC has quickly removed a page from their website, admitting that more than 98 million Americans received one or more doses of polio vaccine within an eight-year span from 1955 to 1963. With a proportion of those vaccines contaminated with a cancer-causing polymer virus called the FV40. It's estimated that 10 through 30 million Americans could have received that contaminated dose. This has been going on for years, folks. Wake up.
Hey, man, it's nothing new. Nothing new at all. It started back in 1800s, folks. It truly did, with the smallpox vaccine that killed people that we know that lived in history was killed by smallpox vaccine. Good call, Ash. Anything else?
Hey, no. They've removed this off the website. I just had that saved.
Okay. But, hey, if you can, give me a copy of that please.
Yes, I will. That was right off the CDC website, and they knew it was going on clear back in the 50s.
I believe that. Yeah, they went with the polio vaccine. They give us cancer. Centurion, please. Folks, we love you. By the grace of God, see you tomorrow night with our guest, Pastor Arthur Pulaski. Take it, stay, let's stand for the truth, folks. It may cost you. It will cost you eventually. You got to count the cost and stand where you're going to stand. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.